It is 5:37 on KRDO's Afternoon News. We want to welcome friend of the program from the City Council, Wayne Williams, who I haven't spoke to in years, it seems like. Wayne, welcome back to KRDO News Radio. How are you?
Well, I'm great, and glad that you're having me on. It's good to chat with you again.
Yes, it is, and it's a very important topic, and we're talking about street racing. There was an ordinance discussed at yesterday's meeting. Street racing is a serious issue in Colorado Springs, both from the safety of the people who are doing it and for the nuisance it creates for the people that have to hear these engines going throughout the streets of Colorado Springs. What was discussed, and how are we going to tackle this?
So one of the things that we have done as a city is we have a pursuit policy, and where it's not safe to pursue someone, we don't do that. And so one of the tools that we can use is to say, hey, if you are eluding the police, then we can respond by targeting the owner of the vehicle. Often it's the same person, not always. But what we'll do is we will, once the ordinance is adopted, we will send a notice to someone when their car is used in street racing or eluding the police. They then have to bring that into compliance, and if they don't, if it happens again, then we can proceed through a due process through the court system to take the vehicle to ensure that the fines are paid. And that is a way that we can get, I think, greater compliance in a safe way and help to eliminate street racing, which is, and the biggest concern from council's perspective is, of course, the safety, both of pedestrians, of other people, and, frankly, of the people engaged in the process as well as our officers.
So help me understand. So if they're engaged in the pursuit, the police officer would look at their license plate, and that's how you'd be able to contact whoever was involved, regardless of whether they were caught at that moment, right?
That's one of the ways. Sometimes some of the vehicles used in street racing are pretty distinctive, and so there are other ways to identify the vehicle as well. But one of those is the use of a license plate in some cases. Street racers don't display the license plate, they conceal it, and so there are other ways that we'll have to be able to track down whose vehicle that may be.
So the bottom line is street racing going to be cracked down on quite a bit. I mean, I'm sure you would agree with me, when you hear these street racers go, you know, whatever street you're on, sometimes they're souped up engines and things like that. It is so annoying. And not only that, but it's obviously, as you just mentioned, very, very dangerous.
Yeah, the noise can be annoying. The bigger issue is, of course, the safety of the traveling public, the people who are on or near the roadway. And we want to make sure that we have the tools necessary to enforce our traffic safety procedures. But at the same time, make sure there's a due process provided. And this does provide, ultimately, for a hearing in front of a judge, and someone can offer their explanation. The reason for, sometimes you've got a family member who might take a vehicle. That's why one of the reasons we're giving that notice first, so that you know, oh, I need to lock up the keys. This vehicle was used for something it should not have been used for.
Oh, that's a great idea. We're visiting with Wayne Williams, councilman for this city councilman, Wayne Williams. The other thing that's going on with this is, as I understand it, there'll be a vote on this in a couple of weeks. Is that right?
There will be. It needs to get. We had it in a work session. It needs to go through the process. But I feel pretty confident that my colleagues will join with me in saying we need to have this tool to reduce the incentives for street racing. And if you lose your vehicle, that for most people is a significant incentive.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, so we got 1 minute left, and I want to touch on this very quickly. Affordable housing, it's always a hot topic, but let's discuss anything in the future concerning affordable housing here in Colorado Springs.
Sure. We've had a number of presentations. We have made a number of programs available. It used to be that we would turn our HUD funds from the Department of Housing and Urban Development over to a more regional level. We are focused instead in the city, and so we have a number of attainable projects that we can provide credits for, that we can assist to help bring that some of those units into an attainable status. So that's one of the things we're working on. We have a number of other issues that Steve Posey and our team in the affordable housing area are working on. A lot of it, as opposed to building public housing, but working instead with developers to build housing that they can get tax credits by making some of those units more attainable, more affordable.
The other thing
I note is ballots are going to go out next month for the city election. And so there will be an issue that allows people to get more transparency in voting. That's issue one. Right now, the city charter has a limit of 30 words, which means you don't actually know all the time what you're voting on. And so the council has referred issue one to get rid of that, to bring us in conformity with the state TABOR that allows you as a voter to know more information. And that's what issue one will do on the ballot that's being mailed out next month.
Wow, when you start talking ballot, it just brings back memories of our conversations years ago. All right. Wayne, it is always great to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us, and be a friend. Always come back. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me on today. I look forward to it. Have a great day.
You do the same. It's our pleasure.